Welcome, dear listeners. Today, I want to take you on a journey that transcends the boundaries of technology or artificial intelligence and even of science. We stand at the pivotal moment in history, okay? So technology, AI, and the rapid advancement of science, you know, seems to be, you know, dominate the world around us. But let's pause for a moment and reflect on something deeply profound. What makes us human? Okay, so what actually makes us humans? Why I'm sharing this? Because lately I was thinking about how world is transforming into an era of machines, an era of uncertainty in terms of where lives will go, where careers will go, where humanity will go, how we have to prepare ourselves for everything, what education do we truly need to exist in this world where technologies like AI is going to take every single job, every single opportunities, and creating opportunities where, you know, humans are least required. So what kind of future we are expecting, what kind of life we have to create for ourselves so that we became the authority, we remain the authority, and we find ourselves as what we truly are, the finest creation of God. And so how we can keep this unmatched quality of humanity alive, and what kind of journey we have to proceed. So this thing made me realize that this needs to be shared, because there is something that I feel a lot, or I can say on which I work a lot, and this is something I am pioneering it in one way or other way, that to share this message as a pioneer in expressing these things and sharing humanity that why they don't have to worry. There are ways and there are solutions, but they have to think about it, because what is going to happen and what is happening and what will happen if they go the way they are going, their education, their careers, their definition of life, their lifestyle, their future, everything is going to change, okay? And if they are not prepared, if they are not aware, if they are not ready, and if they are not aligned with what needs to be done, they will, you know, the future that is coming, and the even not a far future but a very near future that is coming, is going to totally, you know, I don't want to say it, but it is really, really, really tensed. It is really problematic in one way or other. Though you will find world is improving in terms of doing things, materialistic things, and so many scientific and biological and so many things that world will do amazing, but without humans most of the times. So how you are going to prepare yourself? Things will happen, but where human exists, advancement will happen. That type of advancement, that world called advancement, and definitely that's an amazing way. We are going very good in that, but we are going to misuse it also, because it is not like that everything works the way it was told, or it is the way it is. It is never like that. Everything has good and bad. So here, good is winning a lot. At the same time, bad is also winning a lot, because the possibilities are really dangerous and the scope is really tremendous. So what you can say about it? It is very confusing at the same time. So you will find that world is doing amazing, and again you will find where is your place in that. At the same time, when everything is happening, then where you are, where you stand as contributing, and what kind of role you are going to play in that future. What kind of skill, what kind of knowledge, what kind of mindset, what kind of lifestyle, what kind of abilities, every single thing, I mean, okay? So amidst all the incredible power that AI and machines offer, there are aspects of humanity that are simply irreplaceable, and those are areas that needs to be really worked on, and where future is aligned, where jobs, career, lifestyle, thinking, mindset, everything, if we work around those things, then whatever we will do will be unique and will always put humanity, humans at the top of every chart. I totally feel that this statement is the worst statement that humans have ever created, that AI first, we are AI first. No, we are never AI first. We are human first. AI is our screwdriver. So if we live our life with those irreplaceable, those irreplaceable aspect that I'm sharing, going to share in this podcast, then definitely AI will be a screwdriver and humans will be the authority managing it, utilizing it for the sake of better results, for the sake of ethical and responsible usage. But if we fail to apply those aspects, principle and principles, aspects and those ways of living and thinking and possibilities, then definitely the future is really, really, really we are jeopardizing our futures. So and so much thing. Okay, so as we venture further into the future, there are elements of our existence that no machine, no algorithm, no creation could ever replicate. Believe me, no system can ever do that. So that's what whole world is looking for now. What AI cannot do, that's the biggest question. What AI can do is not question anymore, because it can do everything, every single thing, and what it is not doing, it will do it in the coming future. Just believe me, this is going to happen. Okay, so no creation could ever replicate. What kind of things are those? What kind of areas we need to work on and consider as them part of our lives and our careers and our thinking and our lives and every single thing. Okay, so these aspects define us. These aspects will define us, will make us unique and remind us of the incredible potential we possess, making us the finest creation of God. Okay, so I want to share with you, five unmatched aspects of humanity that set us apart from AI and why these qualities will shape the future of the world. Okay, so it is just five I'm sharing today, because the length of podcast will extend a lot. So I'm not interested in keeping you bored or something like that. So it's like keeping interaction and sharing the most important thing first and working on them, and as we proceed, a lot of things will come. I'm here to speak on every single thing in this world. Okay, so don't worry about that. So first thing that I find is soul level awakening, and awakening at soul level. So one of the most beautiful gift we have as human is our ability to awaken at soul level. And what is that now? Because this is something that no machine, no AI can experience, and no AI can experience this journey at all. Because this is soul awakening, and that is totally personalized to us. It is a deeply personal path, one where we can go within ourselves, looking for higher meaning, enlightenment, and our unique purpose in life. Each of us experiences this awakening in different phases. You cannot say that it is same in all the phases. So at different times, in different ways, we are going to face this awakening. Okay, it is a process, I think, that can't be predicted or replicated by any external force in any manner. So that's what makes it so unique. This awakening, the moment we realize our true essence, our potential, is a sacred experience, and it sets us apart in ways no machine can, touch. So if you think about it, that this awakening, our soul awakening, is something that makes humans that creation which is so amazing, unpredictable, eternal, infinite, and beyond anyone's imagination. No machine, no creation can ever predict that, think of that at a level that it happens, because it is beyond even our understanding that how it will happen and what will happen at that time. So that this makes it so beautiful and amazing. Second, standing against our, you know, shadows, our darknesses. Because if I say next, you know, if I say let's talk about what it means to confront our own darkness, our vices and the challenges we face within, I mean, it's something that makes us so special. It is not about only the better thing that we have, it is also about battling, standing against the odds. I think this makes us another amazing aspect that makes humans an authority. So we all have parts of ourselves that we are not proud of. Accept it, okay? Believe it and accept it. We all have parts of ourselves that we are not proud of. Those areas of our mind, our soul and our bodies that need healing, that need, you know, self-introspection, going deep into those realization that how we can overcome, how we can tackle them, and so many things are there that is totally personal to us at very different level of mind, even at consciousness, unconsciousness, subconsciousness level. It's a very deeply rooted and need a lot of it is a continuous process, lifetime process that we have to work on, and we keep improving on those aspects. So it takes immense courage to stand up to those, you know, those unique parts of us, those dark shadows parts of us, to face our fears and flaws head on, you know, and to work together becoming better version of ourselves every time, every single time. So this process in humans is so extraordinary, so out of this world thing, and for machine it is very normal, very predictable. So for us it is highly advanced stuff of level of stuff, you know, where we have to go into totally in a different modes and in different you can say traveling past, future and present at the same time, to correct them, to heal them, to learn from them, to find where is the problem and how we can overcome that. It's so deep at many levels, okay? So this journey of self-transformation is incredibly unique for each individual. And, you know, AI may be able to analyze and predict patterns. That's all in that aspect, okay? But it can never truly understand this deep, this personal battle, okay? So it's the inner struggle, the courage to evolve, that makes us extraordinary. That cannot be replicated. No tool, no machine, no AI, no system can copy it. Even, you know, it is so special about us. Okay. So third is, that comes in the list is, you know, knowing our innate abilities. You know, so if I say now, you can think of it like, you know, every single human being is born with certain innate abilities, some gifts and talents that are ours by birth, okay, that are specifically, uniquely ours by birth. So these abilities often, but the most problem with that is, biggest problem with that is, these abilities often remain hidden. Sometimes for years, sometimes even for lifetimes, okay? But as we evolve, we begin to uncover them. It is like we unlock them. It is like we need to unleash them in different phases of our lives, with the experiences that we are gaining, with the situations we are facing, with the introspection that we are doing at different times, with the time we are sitting in silence and understanding how we can, what qualities do we actually possess, what skills we have, where we are very good, and what comes naturally to us. It's like that. So these abilities aren't just physical or intellectual. They are not just physical and not just intellectual. They span across our all senses, our mind and our soul. At all level these abilities exist. So they are in a kind of, in essence, a form of magic, you can say. They are truly the magic, and that makes us a magical being. And the way we connect with the world and use our gifts goes far beyond, you know, what any AI can understand or replicate. So these innate abilities evolve as we evolve, but it need work. It is not like you just thought and it started working. No, it need work. Nothing comes easily. You have to work on them. So that's why I'm saying these are the areas that need a lot of human interest now. And these are the only areas where human needs to work on more on now. Because that's only make them special. Everything else they do outside or they will do in Matrix will be easily replaced in seconds. Seconds. So these innate abilities evolve as we evolve. And how it in, and the best part is they evolve in a perfect harmony with our journey. We, most of the time, if we are sincere enough, wise enough, knowledgeable enough, and you can say alert enough, awakened enough, then these things naturally fall in harmony with our journey. When what abilities look, example, you know, at the certain situation you need solutions in that and this and that way. So certain abilities will immediately emerge in that situation, and you will find, look, I have found the solution, I overcome the problem, I overcome the challenge. So this is like, these abilities work like that, and it feels like universe has blessed with you something, and you made it, and God has helped you, creator has helped you, divine has helped you, angels are helping you, nature is helping you. It feels like that everything is in harmony, came at the right time, perfectly at the moment when it is needed. So it is like that, and that's why it is the magical, that makes us magical being again, most amazing part of the story. So, and next come is, fourth is, again, every point is very important, okay? So don't take any point lightly. The fourth point is aligning with our heart. This is the key factor to master this universe. Master this universe. You know, one of the most beautiful qualities of being human is our ability to align with our heart. You know, to act from a place of unconditional love, not just in words or saying it randomly, but understanding it deeply, the profound meaning of that, to make decisions, you know, based on what feels right, even when it seems wrong to others. This is the courage, this is the guts, that this is the intuition, this is the gut feeling, we call it. This is the, again, this is an amazing ability, and you know, a most important power of force in this universe this time, to change everything, to bring everything, every single thing that is missing, you know. So this isn't just about love for others, okay, but about finding deep love for ourselves first. Okay, when we live from this space, when we allow our hearts to guide our every action, we find peace. That's where inner peace, and that's what reflect outside. That's what world peace is all about. That's how we are going to bring world peace. So we find satisfaction, we create harmony, not only within ourselves but with the world around us, finding, you know, that world peace that we are craving, that humanity is craving among this all chaos. Okay, and this, my friend, is what brings true joy. Joy that doesn't rely on external validation. Joy that doesn't need to chase or accumulate anything. It's the kind of joy that exists in the present moment, free from expectations, free from judgment. It's what makes us, you know, as humans, the greatest creation, far beyond any technological marvel. This is really, you know, if I have to say, this is the masterstroke. This is the icebreaker, you can say. This is everything, deal breaker, everything, name it. This is the secret. This is the magic to master this world right now. And in this era of, you know, existence. And that this what makes humans the most powerful, most magical being, most amazing, beyond anything, beyond any creation, master creation, co-creating with universe, whatever you can call it. This makes us the real art. This makes us the real magic, okay? And lastly, there are so many aspects, okay? I'm covering the most major ones so that we can live life, and we can create life, we can create professions, we can create solutions, we can create scope, we can create careers, we can create every single thing around them. And with these, we become irreplaceable in whatever we do. Okay, so fifth is like finding our authentic selves. Okay, finding our authentic self. This is amazing. Now look, finally, I just love this concept of authenticity, and now finally we are coming to that. The greatest gift we have as human is the ability to be our true selves, free from constraints of what society expects on us, what technology tries to define us as. Each of us has a unique path, a story that belongs only to us. Our authenticity is an endless source of creativity and co-creation with the universe. Look, through our authenticity, you know, with our truth that totally belongs to us, no mask, no fake, nothing, nothing imposed from others, nothing taught by others, just what we feel, what we want to share, what we want to communicate, what we want to express, expressing whatever we believe truly from our heart, from our soul, from our realities. So through our authenticity, we can change not just our mindset, but our past, reshape our present, and create a future that is uniquely ours. That makes authenticity the masterpiece, a masterstroke. So I think AI might be able to simulate behaviors, okay, create patterns, and even mimic voices, but it can never be truly authentic. Never. That's why it is artificial. So it will always lack the spark of individuality that makes each of us a masterpiece. Okay, so I think these points are very clear, and if you will think about it, you will find they are way they are million times more deeper than in a very summarized manner that I have shared with you, because it will become a very long podcast. So as I think, as we stand on these crossroads of life, facing the rise of AI, the era of technology, the age of globalization, you know, so let us not forget who we truly are. There are many more aspects that define our humanity, our creativity, our capacity for compassion, our ability to evolve. But these five I have shared today are the most powerful ones. Okay, they are what makes us unique, irreplaceable, and capable of creating a future that is grounded in truth, love, and wisdom. Believe me, they are so powerful. But before ending this podcast, I would like to ask very big question. The reason behind I am sharing all this, this pioneering thought for humanity and for all of us, for me, for everyone out there, because I'm something who want to change this world with in a whole different way, keeping the humanity at the top and human values at the top, awakening at the top, global leadership at the top, and so much, because that's what our reality is. And then no one can take us and no one can take them from us. Okay, so that's what I'm carrying and I'm taking ahead in my journey. So but why I'm sharing all this today, the concept, the topic that I have shared today, the reason behind is there is a question. There is a very serious question that I actually want to share with this. The whole purpose was like, you know, how many of us are realizing this potential? How many of us have understood this threat that is coming, that is happening around us and going to change everything? How many of us are realizing this potential that we just discussed? How many are awakening to this power within? The more we delay our own awakening, the more we risk imbalance, chaos, and uncertainty. The future of humanity rests on this realization only. If we are going to miss this chance, if we are going to delay it, the future is so unpredictable, my dear friends. Okay, AI and technology will evolve in ways that we can't yet imagine. Believe me, they will shock you. It will both challenge us and offer us new opportunities at the same time, there is no doubt. But when we embrace our true self, align with our hearts, and awaken to our purpose, we can definitely, you know, reflect, navigate, steer this evolution with grace. With such a grace, as an authority, we become the beacons of light, the leaders who inspire others to rise. We don't submerge into the chaos. Instead, we rise above it. We rise above it as the creation of finest creation. So this is our moment, guys. This is our moment. The question remains, are you ready to see the truth, embrace your authenticity, and lead the way for humanity? Are you ready? Thank you for joining me on this journey, guys. Stay true, stay authentic, and remember that the future is yours to create. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye. Love you.